Ramble.
Hallo, I am Flula Borg, and this is Boom Year, a retrospective of a very exciting year in Boom Time, the podcast that I am hosting.
Boom Time! Boom Time! Boom Time! Boom Time! Boom!
Welcome to you, and I'm so excited to go back in the time like Michael James Foxy and that man with the strange hair and the white jacket. You know him, of course, as Dr. Professor. Old man. And I'm so excited to hear these highlights of the year because, guys, we have had wonderful editing from Kristen, our producer, and Kevin, our sound engineer, to surprise me with some highlighties. As a very wonderful podcast that does have guests, we have had some very delicious ones, and I am going to now listen to those names just as like an RIP or in memoriam, like in the Oscars, except as far as we know, everyone is still alive.
Boom time!
Today is the most exciting moment because we are speaking with Ed Helms.
Hansen.
I'm excited to have Hannah Hart on the show today.
Kristen Shaw.
Writer, actor, and producer Kelvin Yu.
The hardest working Mamrie in show business, Mamrie Mametown Hart.
Nick Rutherford, who's the star and writer and probably other things on
Dream
Corp. LLC.
Dream Corp, yes.
Chris Ryan, a wonderful man and also an expert of televisions.
An actor, comedian, Josh Peck.
I am so excited today because I'm going to speak with Reggie Watts in just a little bit. My guest today is Ricky Lindholm.
Hello.
We have a very wonderful guest today, Gabby Dunn.
Hold on to your stockings because my BFF forever, David Giuntoli, is here today and this is the boomiest episode of Boom Time yet.
We get to speak with Jen X Penn, a legendary YouTuber. She was 12 when she first began YouTubing. This is insanity.
Our guest Wheeler Walker uses some adulty words like for beep and also you mother beep.
Well, that is a very delicious all-stars lineup of humans. I'm so excited that I did get to speak to them. Of course, we did have to cancel our episodes of Oprah Winfrey, Bruce Springsteen, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Martha Plimpton, Tommy Dum-Dum, Jimmy Davies, and of course, Cole Trickle, the winner of the race in Days of Thunder. We hope that we can air those episodes at a later date. Is that how you say it? Anyway, what a wonderful time that was to listen to those peoples. Of course, Boom Time would not be possible with the most excellent director of all times, Alex Simmons, my very good friend, and yes, a man who looks at me like I make no sense, which is because I sometimes am making no sense. Here now, we can listen to some wonderful interactions between me and Alex. Oh boy, I am excited. Time travel.
Time!
Is it, how do you say it? Baracus? B-A Baracus? B-R-A-C-H-S? Do you know these candies, Alex?
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
I think I live in an alternate universe sometimes because I think I'm knowing things and nobody has heard of these things ever in the history.
It sounds like you're actually just living in the universe because that's what just happened and this is the universe. So it's not an alternate universe. This is actually the real universe.
Oh.
And I have no idea what you're talking about.
We would very much like what happened, Alex. Alex, you have just head-booted the microphone.
Let's get you. I'm going to let you guys in on a little behind-the-scenes thing that happens almost every week here. I write little notes to Flula just to help him try to make sense a bit. And then he purposely reads them incorrectly. So right there, I just wrote, hey, can you just thank the listeners who called in because we really appreciate you taking the time, listening to the show.
Yes.
And instead, he tried to sabotage it, and he was about to sabotage it even more.
But then you headbutted the microphone.
Saw me headbutting the mic in frustration and kind of like, tried to bring it back.
You're like Zinedine Zidane in the 2006 final World Cup at Italy. He headbutts a man and gets...
Because he was so frustrated.
He was so frustrated at his
podcast
teammate.
The poor treatment he was getting. Yeah.
Alex, how do you feel about this? Are you excited? He's giving me a thumb up and bandaging his left elbow before he bleeds out. And he's now lost his vocal cords.
Sometimes... it's difficult to talk when Flula also talks exactly at the same time, trying to change the subject. It's hard for my brain.
I'm trying to build on your idea. You know, like when two children are building with Legos and one man is a castle and then he's like, hey, maybe a
castle. That's like the 2007 series starring something.
Molly Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's like that.
Yeah, yeah. They made many novels about that. Are you trying to interrupt me? I'm excited when I get interrupted.
Novels, just like Agatha Christie wrote in... much like probably Luke Longley read when he was playing for the Celtics in 2007.
Did you see him shoot that free throw after he read that "The Lady Upstairs in the Apartment" by Agatha Christie?
Tit for tat.
Well, yeah, it's not a tit for a tit, because a tat is a larger tit, right? Like a tit is a small, we are saying that is a small dog's poopy, and then a tat would be a large human's poopsie.
Thanks, Lula.
Hello, Joey.
Thanks, Alex.
Oh, sorry.
Bye.
Hey, you're welcome.
Sorry, Joey. Yes. I didn't know. Joey,
you just assume no one wants to talk to me.
Well, it's with a pause. You know, you hear a pause. I'm like, oh, I guess it is complete.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably I'm probably the only one he wants to talk to, is what you think. That's what everyone thinks, oh, right?
Alex.
Everyone named Flula.
Oh, Alex. Cheer it up, Alex. Snap into a Slimmy Jimmy. A Slames James? Slames James?
Snap into a Slames James.
It's actually much like a conversation with you, Alex. I just get ignored and stonewalled. Oh!
Alex is from Idaho.
I know.
And so they are saying things different. And I'm from Germano, so we also say things different.
I do have a really not great habit of slightly mispronouncing people's last names.
It's good for confusion.
Yeah.
And everyone loves confusion.
Oh, they do.
They love it.
Time. In addition to our delicious co-host and director Alex Simmons, Boomtime has been filled with many fun musical adventures with our guests and without our guests. Here now is some nice highlights, and please, perhaps ingest, I don't know, some hallucinogens or very large dosage of caffeine and enjoy this weird trippy of sound.
Boomtime!
I love my big girl bed. I love my big girl bed. I love my big girl bed. I love my big girl bed.
I love my big girl bed. I love my big girl bed. I love my big girl bed.
I love it.
My big girl bed.
My big girl bed. My big girl bed.
I'm a big girl. I love my big girl bed. I'm a big girl. I love my big girl bed. Orlando Bloom.
Oh, man.
Let the sun go down, and it might some soon. Party, party, too.
So it's Bjork. You know it's a Bjork song.
Do the bit out at the paper, paper. 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 Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Workout, Lisbonians!
Oh, for the longest time.
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, for the longest time.
How do you spell curious?
Randy Travis.
Randy Travis.
Randy Travis.
Wow, it worked.
Yeah. Now add something, Josh Peck.
This is so much pressure.
Randy, Randy Travis. Randy, Randy Travis.
Sandra.
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 Under the sweat.
Sandra.
Under the sweat. Under the sweat. Under the sweat. Under the sweat.
Josh Peck, nasty, nasty boy.
Oh.
Who's curious? Who's curious?
Josh Peck is curious.
About your mama. About your mama. About your mama.
Sigmund Freud once said that all dreams are
about your mama. About your mama.
What? And we have the...
And here we go.
It's G2Duck around to duck around and right on time. No, it's G2Duck around to duck around and right on time. It's a bit.
Ponies. Ponies. If you put a stick on a pony's head, does that make the pony a unicorn? No.
Hi, that's me.
As Shoopy.
I am Shoopy.
Guest star. Reginald Watts.
No Reginald Watts. No Reginald Watts. No Reginald Watts.
As John Bon Jovi.
I'm living on a prayer. I'm halfway there. On a steel horse I ride. I'm almost there. I'm living on a prayer. On a steel horse I ride. What?
What? I can't hear you. Do you hear me? I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
It's close to midnight. Zibim bam sum dam zim dam bam zibo. Yeah! Shum bam ba dee sao. Adam dam sum bam bim bam sam bi do. You start to be. Adam sum bam bim bam sum bam bim bao.
Yeah!
Zim bam bi dee. Sam bi dee bam ba sum bam bom ba dai. Zim da dum bai. Dum ba da boom.
How are your eardrums, please? I hope they have melted. What wonderful songs we have done. It is very weird to see this. If you did not realize, one of those people was Ed Helms making Hoodly-Doo and a Toodly-Dood. And of course, there were some very fun songs we cannot afford to pay for, so I mumbled the words very deep. Do-do-do-do-do-do-hip-sabba-da-boom-bow. You know who you are. He is looking at what you say. I see you. I see you, MJ. That's right. Anyway, yes, what wonderful fun audio excursions. And in addition to those fun audio adventures we have taken on Boomtime, I have taken you guys on some fun German adventures because, guess it what, my accent is not just here to hang out like an awkward person at the punch bowl. No, it is because I'm from Germany and sometimes I say some German words or German phrases and I like to teach those to you guys. Let's listen to some of those.
Time.
In Germany, there was a tour of boys with pants but no shirts. And it was called California Dream Men. And they would go around, I think it's what you call like the daily chippies, the chippy, what's the chipmunks? The men with stripping.
Yeah, it's called the chipmunks. People go to Vegas and they watch the chipmunks
the
dance.
Chipmunks.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
that is. Yep.
Yeah, or the chip. Yeah,
just
the
so we're clear.
Yeah, cool. So yep. It was like the chipmunks, but as everyone was probably not from California, but you know, hey, who cares when the nips are out? Der riesige Dinosaurier tanzt nur am Dienstag, which means the giant dinosaur dances only on Tuesday.
Protein Eiweiß means egg whites. So all proteins are called egg whites in German.
Wie das Leben so spielt. How the life just plays. Reich und schön, which means rich and pretty. Leck mich am Arsch, which means lick me on my anus. Zeit der Sehnsucht, which means time for the desires. Schwanstrudel, which would be swan cakes.
Okay.
Or swan strudel. You say strudel.
Swan strudel.
Yes.
That sounds delicious.
It does.
Assuming it's not actually swan. I'm assuming it's a... a white strudel of some sort.
No, it probably is
made
just
of swan.
It's a savory strudel, which are not popular. Okay. Nobody wants a I don't want a savory strudel.
Every Tuesday in the afternoon, we went to the Kegelbahn, which is the bowling alleys. And in Germany, the bowling peons, they're not like, you know, when if someone's like, look at that body, he's shaped like a bowling peon. If you said this in Germany, the person would look like just like a stick, like a rod that, you know, Hot Rod Williams, you know, just like no arms or shoulders, because our pins are straight in bottom.
Jung und leidenschaftlich, wie das Leben so spielt. Yeah, well, that would be young and restless. This is the young and the restless.
As the world turns.
Ach Gott. So in Erlangen we have, it's called the Bergkirchweih. And the Berg is just a mountain. And a Kirchweih is like a party. It's like a mountain party.
Mountain party, okay.
Yeah, mountain party.
That sounds really fun.
Mord ist ihr Hobby. Mord, yeah. Mord. That's Murder, She Wrote.
There you go.
Yes.
Murder is her hobby?
Murder is her hobby.
It's funny.
It's a very strange thing to say.
Boom time! Boom time!
Oh boy, I hope everyone was listening and note-taking because there will be a test. Question number one. How do you say lick my anus in German? Did you just say it to your children that are also in the automobile? It's right. It's leck mich am Arsch, children. You should say this to someone you do not like or to someone you love. Boomtime has been a wonderful time and it is of course only existing because of our wonderful sponsors. I was recently told that some of these sponsors were not real and I'm a little bit shocked about it. So just as a way to protect ourselves from the lawyers, here now are the advertisements that I think I guess were not real and I'm apology in advancing to you about this.
Time!
Are your arms so slippery that like when you put them on a desk, you slide off the desk and fall on your forehead? Introducing hair! Hair is a thing that you can grow on your arms and your legs so that when you put these items of your body onto another thing like a slide or a bouncy ball or perhaps a sofa, you will not slide off the sofa or the other items because hair is just sticky and matty and keeps you in place. It's nature's Velcro. That's what hair is. Sign up today to receive some hair. Just dial 15025 Dingsy Boops. That's 15025. 25 Dingsy Boops and tell them Flula sent you. Oh yes, and the promo code BOOM to receive 25 hairs for free delivered directly to your snail box. Hair! Grow some today.
Stop it! That was really scary!
Are you tired of hanging out with very large adults who use large words and walk around and drive an automobile and vote and purchase alcohol, etc.? Introducing babies! Babies are like miniature adults, but they don't really speak with words and they cannot walk and they cannot vote or purchase vodka at the store. Babies are just like rolling around and pooping and peeing all over the place. They're like a dog or a cat, except a human, and they have a social security number if you are in America. Babies! Check one out today at your local, I don't know, at a kindergarten or a hall. You know, that sounds creepy. Just Google image babies and then you will know what I look like, what they look like, not what I look like an adult. It's yes. Okay, purchase. Don't purchase. Babies! Promo code Google Gaga and enter it into your. I don't. It's babies.
Boom, boom, boom. Time!
Are your boots always so muddy when you walk up and down the streets? Do you stare at grass and think, why is so green? I'm so tired of this. Introducing Pavement. Pavement is made from crushed rocks and water, just like a gross milkshake. Except when you let it dry, you can drive a Range Rover all over it. Call your Pavement person today at 1-900-PAVEMENT. Is that the website? Check it out. Boomtime sponsor Pavement.
Boom, boom, boom.
Time. Are you like me and like totally just over unicorns? You know, oh, a unicorn is cool. Everyone like a unicorn. Oh, you feel magic just like unicorn. Stop the presses, okay? Why is everybody loving the unicorn? A unicorn is just a horse with a stick on the nose, okay? And it is a much more dangerous than a horse. Yeah, let us say you are making shopping at a Walgreens and then you are turning the corner and oh, oops, I've run into a unicorn. Yeah, guess what has occurred? You are dead. You have been impaled. The horse is, the unicorn stick is now in your abdomen. Good thing you are in Walgreens, you can purchase some Band-Aids and some Neosporin. But guess it what? If it was not a unicorn, but just like a horse that you are run into at the Walgreens, what a curse. Oh, hello. Oh, that is the horsey say. And then you're like, oh, hi, horsey. How are you? And then, and then you tickle the horse's torso, and when you touch the torso of a horse, you know it like makes a strange ripples, believe it or not. It's so yeah, that's better. That's better than a unicorn with a stick who thinks he's so cool and flying around in the sky. Yeah, horses, you know, check out a horse today who, yeah, .com.
Boom, 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 boom.
Time. Well, I very much am sad that those sponsors have now been dropped from Boom Time. I'm very excited to win them back. We are going to win you back, horses, hair, and babies. See you soon in the next year of Boom Time sponsorship. And just like all other Boom Time episodes, this Boom Year episode is ending with final questions. A very fun time where I speak to people, ask them strange questions, and they give me, I hope, strange answers like these.
Time!
Hanson! Boom Time final questions. Answer whoever likes it, or one at a time if you like. What is your most favorite dessert you ate before the age of 5? Pudding.
It's actually going to be a chocolate pudding cake, yeah.
Mm. Fudgesicle.
Sorry, who, what? What did you say
you
to me?
You heard me.
I don't know that I did.
So, Flu, in America, that's a perfectly acceptable answer, just to let you know.
Because I would flip you the bird if you say this to me on the street.
A-Raz, name a movie you did not enjoy as a child.
Sound of Music.
Really?
I hate The Sound of Music.
It's a movie, not just music.
No, I love The Sound of Music, but I hate the musical The Sound of Music.
Ah, okay, why is it so terrible?
I think it's very boring.
Just boring.
And I don't like the music.
But you do enjoy The Sound of Music.
Generally.
But not the one,
not in that way.
Got it.
Yeah.
So music you like, but The Sound of Music.
I don't like.
But you do like The
sound of some music, yeah.
Some music you like. Okay. All right, moving on.
Name a foof. Foof. Name.
Gerald Foof.
Gerald Foof. The best of the foofs. It's my favorite foof.
See. Okay.
Who would be the worst banjo player of all time if they decided, I'm going to play the banjo, guys?
Gosh, Burt Reynolds?
Okay. I would have also accepted Mikhail Gorbachev.
Okay.
Just as a, from another continent.
Right, right.
Chris and Charles, if you could live in one place for 1 month and drink one item of beverage liquid, what's the place? What's the beverage?
Sure. Tokyo, Japan.
And what's the place?
Saki.
What job would you most like Phil Collins to have?
My personal, what do you call when people go and sing outside your window?
It's a fixer. Oh, John Cusack.
If I had access to a time machine, Kelvin, I do not, and you could back go in time and have dinner with Jesus or Amelia Earhart, but it might dramatically alter human history after the event, would you do it?
No.
I would not. Good.
Not interested.
Butterflies.
I thought you were going to say which one.
I was too.
You didn't
too.
Say.
No.
You just said, would you do it?
Yes, these questions were provided for me, but I did not read them ahead of time. Okay. It's like Walter Cronkite on the maybe read before the names come up.
If you could make love to a dead whale or a supermodel, would you do it?
Exactly. Nick, what is a job that you would like me to have?
A masseuse.
Oh, why?
I feel like you would just be telling stories and stuff. And
that's not a skill masseuses have, but I like this very, very much.
Well, I feel like, it's like you can massage my ears with your voice while you massage the knots out of my back.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
What will be the in Halloween costume this year?
Two men spray painting clementines on each other.
Or
I would say
or good or Kelvin.
I think the first one.
Final question. What time is it?
Something tells me you're not looking for an o'clock. It's more like Flula time.
Oh, you are so close, I can sneeze.
Okay.
Oh, it's Boom Time. Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to Boom town.
Boom time.
Boom time.
It's boom time.
Boom time.
4:30.
Oh, excuse me, spin doctor. You don't got to be late. No, no.
Which is early, early, early. Early. Da, 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 da. Wow. That's nice.
Boom time. Boom time. Boom time. Boom time. Boom.
Oh, wow. What wonderful answers to terrible questions. I'm so excited everyone did join me to do this. I will say I am surprised as we listen to the brass and the me. That the first one did not receive very many votes, so I think for 2019 the goal shall be to eliminate from the question and add like a or something like this, just to, you know, mix it up, keep it exciting in the bedroom. That has been a very wonderful episode of Boom Year. Thank you so very much, listeners. You are the peoples and humans and animals and canines that make this episode of possible. So we are very excited to deliver to you very many more here on your listening device. See you soon from Alex and Kristen and Kevin and me, Flula, and of course everyone here on Earth. See you soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Boom time. Boom time. Boom time. Boom time. Boom.